Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Tess has been on my show before, but of course, I always welcome back amazing people. And of course, Tess Vergara, is it Vergara? Vergara?
Vergara.
Oh, good. I got it right. Okay. Is a soul-powered executive coach, and she addresses the conflicts many executives face between mind and heart, which I love. We're so in line with like that, and soul and ego. And through her coaching, Tess guides executives and leaders and change makers to the shift from fear power to soul power. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And of course, before I start, I always like to start with something uplifting. And today's is opportunities don't happen. You have to create them. And I think that's really in line with what we're going to be talking about today. So again, Tess, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me back. So good to be here.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit. I know that we were talking about entrepreneurs and really like, you know, living our best life while working and really loving what we do. I think that's so important, that you love what you do, that you love your calendar, that you love waking up to do whatever you got to do today. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it wasn't always that way, but yes, I do agree that, and I'm so thankful that I've come to that, you know, phase in my life where I can say, yes, I love my life.
Isn't that
Whereas
great?
Before my prayer was, Lord, take me now. You made a mistake. Why did you send me here?
That's funny. How did you get started? And tell us a little bit about what moved you into Soul Powered.
Right. I was an accountant for 30 years. In 10 years ago today, or around this time, I quit my accounting. I retired from accounting after 30 years. And I didn't understand why I was burnt out, why I was depressed, why I was unhappy when I thought I would die as an accountant. I thought I was happy. But little did I know that I was only living a small expression of myself. It's not the fullness of who I am. And even now, I'm still not the fullness of who I am. But before, I was so blocked and so hindered and didn't even know about it. And I was so resistant. I was so defensive of that identity that I built about myself, around myself, and anything outside of that box that I put myself into, I was resisting big time. And I think a lot of that contributed to the burnout, to the depression. Depression is lack of expression. And what I was expressing out into the world was just a bunch of learned behaviors that were not even helpful anymore at that stage of my life, if that makes sense.
Right. And since you were a CPA, was that something that your parents, or how did you inherit that?
Yes, my father was in accounting. My brother was a CPA. And this was in the Philippines. So we were not very, you know, middle class citizens. So my sister at that time was going on pre-medicine, and her tuition fees were exorbitant. And so here I am, already accepted at one of the top schools. And when I saw how much it was, I was like, I felt so bad for my father. And then I was offered a scholarship, a full ride scholarship, but I have to take accounting.
course.
And so I took it. Yeah,
Right.
of course.
Of course you did, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the right thing to do. And I excelled at it. You know, not everyone was able to go into the accounting major in at the University of Santo Tomas, where I graduated. You either go into economics or management, business management, if you don't grasp the accounting principle. So I was lucky enough to not only get the scholarship, but also I got into the
Wow, you were a win-win right there, right off the bat. And now, what about your poor
program.
sister? Did she get in? She's laughing. Maybe not, right?
Well, we moved to Canada. It was really sad because she graduated, you know, the pre-med. I think that was biology that she majored in. And after 4 years of pre-med, then you go into the medicine proper.
Right.
And before we could do that, we moved to Canada. And in Canada, both of us were downgraded to high school graduate equivalent.
Wow.
That was a very devastating for her. That was devastating for me too. But through my work, I was able to go back to school and they paid for my education. And as I advanced each year, my pay grade and also my position in accounting also advanced through the company. So I was being promoted every single year, even every 6 months, because I was making strides in my career. Yeah, so I wasn't so devastated, but it was frustrating
Yeah.
to be downgraded to you're just a high school equivalent.
Oh, yeah, that is hard. But and it's interesting, which I figured we'd talk about is many high achievers struggle with self-doubt, right? And burnout.
Correct.
And
Yeah.
those are a lot of the common mental traps that hold people back. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. So, well, from that, depending on, you know, the stories in my head, right? So I'm sorry to my sister that I'm using her as an example. But if we have negative meanings about the stories of our life, then we'll carry that negativity into the next, into the next, into the next. And then it'll, you know, create more fear. It'll create more doubt. It'll create more structures around perfectionism, and because we're never good enough. Or so the first thing that we really need to do for high achievers, like myself, I guess, is to make sure that our worth is not tied to the accomplishment, to the outcome.
Oh, that's a big one right there. That's a big one. Yeah, because if you're setting yourself up for negative right off the bat, right?
Right. It'll never be good enough if our worth is tied to our paycheck, if
Correct.
our worth is tied to whatever it is that we're trying to, or to losing weight, even to hiring and firing and all that. And instead, we are worthy. That is our divine inheritance. That is our soul power already is us in us. And all we need to do is really open up to that and bring that in. Instead of using the filter of self-doubt to look at ourselves. And then it will never be good enough. We'll never be pretty enough, especially
Right.
for women. Yeah.
Tess, share with us soul power. What does that mean to you?
For me, it means the light of God, or call it the light of the universe. It's our. So here's what I've learned. I'm holding up to you my hand, right? I know the listeners can't see it, but what you're seeing right now is just the palm of my hand, and that's what I've. This was during burnout or pre-burnout. This is what I'm showing to you, what I'm used to showing you. This is the mask, this is everything. And I didn't know that there's a whole other side of me, which is the back of my hand. And this is a whole hand right here. And until we embrace the other side, we will never feel whole, and we will always have self-doubt, and we will always procrastinate, and we will always be trapped in perfectionism because we are limping without the other side. And this is the same concept with the soul. If our soul, which I thought before it was like a balloon with a very long thread and it's way up in the sky into the heavens, and it's not a part of me, I felt incomplete. I felt unwhole. I felt unworthy. And so every insight that I clued in about myself, every weakness, every strength, I pulled the balloon down, 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 down towards me until I could have a grasp of this is my destiny, this is my soul, this is who I am. So from that separated idea of who I was, separate from my soul, and then the ego was the one dictating who I was supposed to be, you know, the front-facing side of tasks, that this is the perfect side of me. You know, you can't say anything bad about me, otherwise I'm gonna get so mad. And
That's
so,
yeah.
but yeah, but every time I pull that balloon down, which is my soul, which is the light of God, which is my birthright. You know, I'm not trying to be religious here, but this, you have a concept of your soul, right? It hurts my soul, or you stole your soul. You know, we have an idea of what that soul is, but don't make it just an idea. Embody it, bring it, and physicalize it into your power. That's what I mean by soul power. There's so much power when we tune in, tap in, and bring it into the physical, our very soul.
I love that. I love that. And so a lot of it is mindset, correct?
Correct.
I mean, it's like
Correct. It
mind over
starts with,
matter, right? And
right?
knowing that you are enough and knowing that how do you shift that if you're having that self-doubt or burnout?
Well, I think that's why we have an experience of self-doubt and burnout is, you know, when we have that, you know, on your knees prayer, like I surrender type of thing. When we are at that weakest, that's when we have a glimpse of, wait a minute, I'm stronger than who I think I am. It's when we're pushed into the corner that we get so blessed with that strength that we don't know where that comes from. And we just fight, and no matter what, and this is my life, I'm gonna. So I think I had to go to that bottom of the bottom of the bottom. In order to, like, I have this vision of me like an Incredible Hulk. Like, I turned green into, like, this is enough. This is enough. BS lies that I believe about myself that are not true.
Yeah.
And
You know,
the.
for me, when I get a little anxious and I feel like my plate's a little full, I have to go, okay, let me put it into like, what do I have to get done here? And I find an urgency to get it done. And that's how I work through it. But, you know, I mean, we talk about perfectionist, procrast. Almost like perfectionist on one hand and procrastination on the other. How do these patterns affect business success?
Oh, yeah, so perfectionism, you're always waiting for the right time for it to be perfect, and then you'll take bold action, right? Like procrastination, the same thing. It's like it's feeding off each other, but it really is a trap. And now, when I was procrastinating before, I couldn't do my accounting job any longer.
Right.
It was because there was nothing in it. Like there was something else that was calling me. And so I was procrastinating, and I had to forgive myself a whole lot for being that irresponsible. I was burnt out and depressed, and I couldn't function fully in my job, and I felt so irresponsible. And I understood the reason why I was procrastinating there, that there was no longer an alignment. Now there's another level of procrastinating, which is avoidance. And I was doing that too, simultaneously avoiding the calling of my soul, avoiding the fuller expression of who I am, because all I knew was being an accountant. So procrastination, perfectionism, these are mechanisms that we put in place so that we are acceptable to the public eye, so
Love
that
that.
we are lovable.
I love that.
And
So Tess, if someone's listening right now and they're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or self-doubt, what's one small action that they can take to shift their energy?
one way is to just touch your heart, really, to just open your heart and remember, the heart is where your soul resides. And if you just breathe into your heart and just feel your own heartbeat, you connect with a part of you that may be dormant, that may be longing for you to tune into. So just that connection between your own heart. And from there, if you can imagine because the mind is always racing, mind is always looking for solution. If you can breathe through your heart and then bring, like an elevator, tell your mind to take the elevator down to the heart space. And so there can, they can breathe together in coherence, in
Right.
the same rhythm.
So
You
basically, what
will
you're
find.
doing is identifying and shifting that limited emotion, right? That's possibly holding them back.
Yeah, so then the emotion is very overwhelming, and then the mind gets all. But if you put it together in breathing, in rhythm, you'll find that the wholeness of you is starting to beat one heartbeat. And it's so miraculous in that space. And then you're not coming from anxiety anymore, or not coming from having to prove yourself anymore. You're just coming into oneness where you remember all of who you are, like remembering your soul, bringing it. And that's another level of it. Like, I am more than this physical body. I am more than my own mind. I am more than my own fragile heart. But if you bring all these parts together, you are a complete, full, infinite being. And that is powerful.
Love it. I love it. Tess, first of all, when you work with somebody, how do you start off with them?
I listen a lot. I listen a lot. I let them talk and talk and talk and talk. So then I will find out what their worldview is. What is the view of the world? And what is their view of themselves? Are they functioning from fear? Are they functioning from victim mindsets? These are all the things that it's like an onion that we're peeling away. And I start where they are. Some are more advanced or have done a lot more inner work than others and ready to, apply that into business. And some really need that nurturing and listening to, because a lot of us, we work very hard because we are not seen, we are not heard, and we are not acknowledged.
I love that. I love that. Wow. How can my listeners find out more about you and be in touch with you?
Yes, please go visit my website at tessvergara.com, TessVergara.com, and lots of insights on what soul power is, and lots of resources too. And I'm coming up with another web page where you can click and download freebies and other workbooks for purchase. And it will empower you to self-coach until you're ready to hire a coach or even bring it to your coach. Hey,
Right.
Tess
Right.
said.
Yeah, I love that. When you say
Yes.
self-coach, that just opens up a whole nother thing. I think that we all have what we need inside our body. Sometimes we
That's
get
correct.
anxious and we are looking outward, but if we look inward, we can figure out most of the answers, correct?
Correct, especially if you fire up that holy fire, your soul power. Like, there are things that just show up in your life. Synchronicity happens. There's a book, a page, something happens that, oh my God, I was just thinking about that. So
Isn't that
we are,
crazy? I think
I
I was
know,
thinking
right?
about you, and then all of a sudden, here you are. And that happens to me in my life all the time. We could
All
be
the time.
walking, talking, and then it's like, I think I'm supposed to meet this person, and it's the truth. And it's like, whatever you think about and you put out to the universe, be careful because you're going to generate it.
Now I'm going to say though, we can self-coach to a certain, but the mind can really get in the way. The emotions can get really in the way. It'll trick you into, oh, I'm doing progress, I don't need it. And then bam, a new boyfriend, same patterns, a new job, same pattern. Like, why is this always happening to me? If there is a pattern and it's all happening in the subconscious level, that's when you need someone like myself who's trained in subconscious behavior, and that's when we can really unravel what's going on. And from that level of awareness, you can empower yourself to go even deeper.
Deeper. I love it. Tess,
A lot
thank you
deeper.
so much for being a guest here. And I so appreciate you coming on. And of course, download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And again, thank you. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much. You
All
too,
right.
Kim.
Take care. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I'm Kim, and of course, my next guest, I know you know all have known him because he's been on our show every week. And today we're going to be talking about estate planning. This is so important, and it's something that if you don't do, you're going to end up with lots of problems. And I know I just want to say that Sam is not an estate planner, but this is part of his whole planning. And so first and foremost, welcome, Sam. How are you?
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much. And you're right. I'm not an estate planning attorney, but as a financial planner, that's one of the segments of the financial plan that we get involved with and work with estate planning attorneys very closely to make sure all your hard assets are passed on to whom you love, okay?
Right,
and believe
right.
me, you don't want the government's plan, I promise you, because
point right
the government has a plan. If God forbid you pass away intestate, meaning without the trust or will or whatever, and if you don't, the government make decisions as to what happens with your assets, and it's important that you do this work. And so I want to give you my phone number first. 866-724-2653. 866-724-2653. A lot of folks have not done their living trust.
Correct.
And I've seen a lot of these companies that they advertise cheap living trust that it's a lot of boilerplate, and you most likely would make a mistake with it. And guess what? You don't see the problem.
Until...
The children have a problem with it because you're not an attorney after all. I mean, these attorneys go to school for 6, 7, 8 years of their life to do your living trust, and you want to have an attorney to help you get it put together. And there are different kinds of trusts, and as time changes, these trust changes. We did our trust go back probably 30 years ago when the kids were younger, 1 and 2 years old, you know. And we used to fly to New York back and forth. And one day Mona said, you know, what if you don't come back? I said, well, I've been thinking about that. And we used to write a will and put it on our dashboard on our car. And I said, yeah, I'm going to get the trust done. And we did it back then. And
well, we did ours back then too, but we need to redo it. And
it's very important because the rules have changed. The exemption, which is the amount that you could pass on to your kids, has changed, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know, it's important that you update it. We just update ours, and the trusts, the AB trust, and you know, all kinds of stuff that the attorney would explain to for you to figure out what's the best trust for you.
Okay.
And you know, we work with this firm that we've we refer a lot of clients to them. And they're very, very good. And it's all digital. Where you don't do anything. You don't go see them. If you wanted to, you can go drive down to Tustin and see them. They're in 6 different states, but the one in California is in Tustin. And they can do the phone. The first call is with the paralegal. And then they gather all the information and then set you up with an attorney to talk to. You talk to attorney 2-3 times, you know, whatever it takes. And then they deliver the trust to your home, and you have to have a witness I'm getting the call here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So it's all online, basically, right? Wow.
I'm sorry. What's the question?
It's mostly online. It's all done over online.
Yeah. Ever since COVID, all of these companies have become digital, and you know, it's great. And they're very, very informative. I've referred some large clients. That's all they do, estate planning. And they don't charge you arm and a leg. In fact, they're half as much as most attorneys around here.
Wow.
And we'll be delighted to help you. But I want to get to the core issue with the trusts. And most, when I do the living, the seminars, or we call them workshops, because they're really workshops. We don't sell anything at our workshops. People have questions in regards to wills and trust. What's the difference? The difference is the will ends up in probate, Kim. And that's
a will doesn't even stand up in court or doesn't stand, but the living trust.
Well, it does. I'm sure. I'm not an attorney, but you know, the will, you know, goes through probate, and the trust does not, because you know, you have set it up, you've transferred the title of your home into the living trust, transferred the title of your what you call bank accounts and all to the trust or brokerage account. One thing I see common is some of these folks having the beneficiary of their IRAs, the living trust. And I usually tell them, do not do that because of the problems that could cause for the children. The trust may have a higher tax bracket than the kids, depending on how much IRA assets it is in there. And kids' tax bracket most likely be lower. And so, you know, those are some of the things that we talk about. And of course, the living trust, the great thing is that it's private. You know, if God forbid you pass away, all your asset is already in the trust. No one can see what you have. And the trust becomes irrevocable when you pass. Now that you're alive, it's revocable, meaning you could put money in it and properties in it and sell and come out, right?
Yeah,
when
so
you pass
funny.
away,
Yeah. It's
I'm sorry.
irrevocable. Yeah, I want to ask you a question in irrevocable. So if somebody sets up a trust and then one party of them pass away, but they have their wife and their children, they still change it?
No, once the trust is irrevocable, you cannot change things in it. Okay, but while you're alive, you're in a living trust that's revocable. You could change things, put in it, the stuff in it, and change the beneficiaries and all of that. That's why you want to do an update, right? And you have grandchildren that may be addition to the family. All that stuff that you can do while you're alive. But once you pass away, you've already
what if there's
had
one
the trust.
husband and wife? Husband passes away, wife still owns it. Can she go in and change it still?
Not the portion that is in your husband's trust. Again, I don't want to go step beyond my limits. You want to talk to an attorney and make sure how you want your trust set up. But irrevocable means that you cannot change it, right? It's set and it distributes what you requested for it to be paid out. Another problem, Kim, what's happening with our kids is they get married and 5 years later, 10 years later, they get divorced. You know, it's like employment today. You know, people go to work for 2-3 years, then they start looking, going somewhere else, you know, and that's the problem because, you know, you want to talk to your children that, you know, hey, whatever we pass on, keep it separate in a separate property during your marriage. Okay, so that your ex, if they go through a divorce, they cannot come claim whatever you passed on to your children.
Smart,
you
very
know?
Smart, yeah.
And these are some of the benefits you get with living trust. And it's really, I think, important that you address it. And so the kids don't have to worry about hiring a probate attorney.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money. It could get hung up in courts for, I've seen as high as 10 years, Kim. Okay. So it's really important to get it done. Anyway, so I want to go ahead.
I want to ask you, so talk to us about a trustee and who are they?
All right. Sure. So the phone number, I want to pass that out again, 866-724-2653, 866-724-2653. The trustees, while you're alive, right? Generally, you put you and your husband as trustees to control your assets, right? Bank accounts, you know, if you buy and sell properties and stuff, right? And when you pass, okay, you want to pass on the control to probably your children, right? And you could designate, you know, which child could make decision, or all of them. If you have four children, all of them will make decisions. So, you know, that's the other side of it. And the other thing you're bringing up, the good question, is the power of attorney for health and finances that could cause problems while you're alive. And power of attorney for health, it basically allows a person like your children, or if you don't have children, cousins, nephews, or whomever, to make decisions for you, okay? If God forbid, you're in a car accident, right? You're in a coma and you can't make a decision. Now, while you're alive, you appoint your husband to make decision, right? And if you both need it, then who is going to be the people that are going to make decisions for you? And if you don't have that power of attorney for health, you have a whole bunch of money sitting in 401k, your God forbid your husband in a car accident or he needs care, you call the 401k company, hey, I need some money to hire a nurse to come help us. What do you think they're gonna tell you if you don't have that power of attorney?
Even though
we're in a community state and that half of that money is yours, right? They won't talk to you. They want that durable power of health. So it's very important. And I talk about it all the time. And the other issues, I want to let you, because you're great. You ask some good questions. Ask me another question.
Well, yeah. So you do see all these flyers with different people and, that are very inexpensive. And then there's the ones that if you have a large estate, what is considered a large estate? And what should you be paying, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, the larger estates, anything over a million, I think that that's a large estate. And, but there are some folks that have businesses. When you add up everything, your retirement plan, your business value, your home, all of that, you may be well over the exemption amount, which is right about 12 million right now. Okay. And that means if you're a single individual, and you're worth 20 million, 12 million of it is exempt from estate taxes, but the other 8 million would be taxed at 40%, which is about 3.2 million that the IRS needs to get paid 9 months after you pass away. And that's where a lot of people get into trouble, where they have to sell their home or that not the children would have to address it, or survivors, to pay off the estate taxes. They don't want, stocks, bonds, or properties. They want cash. Okay. So generally what we do on those accounts, it's a bit involved. We get tax attorneys involved, estate planning attorneys involved, depending on what their needs are. If they have a higher income tax situation, we even get the charities involved to help cut the taxes down quite a bit legally. And of course, insurance companies, it's a viable solution where you could buy a life insurance contract that would pay off the estate taxes. Is the cheapest way out. And if your estate is large enough, even banks pay for the life insurance contract, okay? We call that premium financing, that you don't really pay. You're getting a loan to pay the premiums on life insurance, and then when you pass, whatever the bank paid comes off the death benefit. It's really sophisticated, the way the whole thing is put together. And we've had a few larger estates over 50 million that we helped to kind of lowered their estate taxes and put all this fancy estate planning and got the insurance in place to provide for estate taxes. Some of the business owners have a problem, which is too much income taxes. And, they only could do so much in pension plans and stuff, and they need additional planning. That's where we get other tax attorneys involved to cut their income taxes down. So it's a bit involved. So that's that.
And is that still considered living trust, or is that a different trust altogether?
Very good point. Yeah, generally the life insurance has to sit in what we call an irrevocable life insurance trust, that it's outside of your estate, right? So that it doesn't add to your estate and kids end up paying estate taxes on the proceeds of life insurance, right? So living trust is totally different animal. That's to control your assets and avoid probate. Then you need other trusts to do other things as you wish. You know, if you need to lower your income taxes, what do we do? If you need to protect your estate taxes, what do we do? What type of trust and what type of a product and so forth. So it's a bit involved, and it's a process that we pride ourselves in to help clients to do that.
Yeah, okay. So, for sure, people need your phone number right now, and of course your website. So
sure,
that
sure.
was you know, everybody hears about this, but what they need and what they do are two different things. So I'm really glad that you brought that up.
Sure, sure. The phone number is 866-724-2653. Again, 866-724-2653. And we have this calculator that it's pretty cool, that calculates your income taxes on your retirement plan. It's called HaasTaxBill.com. And that's where you want to start. You know, if you have a retirement plan, you know, put your information in there and the system calculates and sends you an email with the response. And then from there, we could take up the estate planning and tax planning and all kinds of stuff that comes out of it. Okay.
Very good, Sam. Good. Got my brain spinning. I'm like thinking of all the things that we need to do. So thanks for that responsible reminder, I'll call it, right? So.
Sure, sure. I'll be happy to help any ways I can and put you with the right people. And I've vetted these people many times over. As a fiduciary, you know, we need to make sure that they're the right people so that my clients don't get into a problem with it. And I will be delighted to help any ways we can.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
Always good to see you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering or issuer or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience, and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments about guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products and not investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful
It's just about time for the 48th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's first-class chefs. There will also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of country and classic rock music and a free kids zone, and you get this can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 4th, with family-friendly hours of noon to 5. At Conejo Creek Park North on Jantz Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to the Manhattan of Camarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I am always excited to talk with John Lehrer. He's been on my show plenty of times. And of course, he is the CEO of Parkinson's disease. Let's see here. And of course, joining me also is Dr. Kathleen Blake, and she is a person living with Parkinson's disease. And of course, April is all about really just bringing awareness to Parkinson's. So welcome and thank you so much, both of you, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So John, let's start with you. Can you just share a little bit about what Parkinson's is and what people should really be aware of?
Sure. Yeah. So Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disease that progresses slowly over time. It's known as a movement disorder because it primarily and initially affects movement. 1 million Americans in the are living with Parkinson's, and 90,000 individuals are newly diagnosed each year, which is a significant increase over prior estimates. Unfortunately, there is no cure currently. Though research is, we're working hard to advance research for new and better therapies and ultimately something that will be a permanent solution for Parkinson's disease. Early symptoms may include a resting tremor, loss of smell, trouble sleeping, or trouble moving, walking, or transitioning. People with Parkinson's may also experience non-movement disorders, including cognition issues, depression, apathy, anxiety, GI issues, things like that. So it really is a whole body disorder, although we call it a movement disorder. And also, no two people experience the disease the same way. Some people have rapid onset of symptoms, and some people's symptoms progress very slowly over many years.
Wow. And John, what is one important thing for people to know about this disease?
Yeah, I would say the thing to know about Parkinson's is a couple of things. One, it primarily affects people in the later stages of life. So it's diagnosed in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. Only about 4 to 5% of people will have what's called young onset Parkinson's, which is diagnosed before age 50. So age is the number one risk factor. There is a genetic component to the disease, and there are environmental risk factors that can help lead to a diagnosis of Parkinson's. As I said, no two people live with the disease in the same way. There are treatment options. They ameliorate symptoms primarily. And I would say that probably the most important thing we can tell people is if you have Parkinson's, we want you to exercise. We used to tell people not to exercise because we were worried about people injuring themselves. Now we say it's probably one of the most important things you can do. Just live your life as best as you possibly can. People can have a really great quality of life and good standard of healthcare.
I love that. I love that. And Kathy, thank you so much for being here. Briefly, I know you were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017, and you've become so active as a volunteer. And that's really what, you know, what we need of people that are really going through it. And so you were actually a top cardiologist, correct?
That's right. I practiced cardiology in New Mexico for 25 years.
Wow. And how are you managing, and what are some of the symptoms that you can share?
Sure. So the first thing I would say is don't count on your cardiologist to diagnose your Parkinson's disease. we are not qualified. My diagnosis was really stimulated or triggered by a newly minted physical therapist who said, let's get you to a neurologist to evaluate the stiffness in your arm, which I thought was arthritis. It wasn't. And a very slight tremor that had started in my left hand. Mm-hmm. In terms of how I've managed it, is I've had to learn a lot. I couldn't diagnose myself and I couldn't teach myself. So I've used the foundation resources extensively. And what I've learned is the best medicine for Parkinson's is exercise. And it can be exercise of many kinds, but most importantly, it should be the exercise you like to do. It should not be something that you dread doing. So I ride a stationary bike, I work with a trainer, I take walks, and I mix it up so that I can stay healthy.
Kathy, what is your advice to people with Parkinson's care? I know you said, you know, it sounds like exercise is really the gift that keeps on giving to all of us with everything that we need in our lives, right? For our bodies to keep working. But what's the one thing that has made a difference in your life?
So I would say don't isolate yourself, because just like exercise is like medicine, so are relationships. And those relationships with your care partner, with your family, with other people who have Parkinson's, who understand your symptoms and what you're going through. So get involved. You can do that at the local, state, or national level. And think about being involved in research, because it's through research that we will find a cure. Without research, we will continue to manage, but I'd rather we find a cure.
I love that advice. Thank you so much. And I'm wishing you the best. John, again, where can we find out more information about this?
Yeah, so I recommend that people go to our website, which is parkinson.org. That's Parkinson singular. So parkinson.org. If you'd like to talk to somebody live, you can call our helpline, which is staffed by trained experts in Parkinson's care, and they can answer any questions that you have or direct you to resources in your local community. So again, parkinson.org or 1-800-4-PD-INFO.
You got it. Well, again, thank you both for bringing this to our show. And of course, download our podcast. And for any of our listeners, please reach out. You are not alone. And I think that's the biggest thing that Kathy said. So again, thank you so much, John, Kathy, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Kim. We appreciate it.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed most of my guests here. And of course, I want to remind you that if you want to be a guest here, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, also, we'd love to have you at our speed networking and our mixer that is happening May 2nd and May 15th. And just text us at 805-419-0008. Again, 419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. You are never too old to set another goal or a dream. A new dream. Have a great rest of your weekend, and also happy birthday to my oldest daughter today. All right, have a great rest of your weekend.
I'm sure.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.